In another multiverse, maybe.
In another multiverse, maybe. You know what's happening in another multiverse?
What?
People are seeing the Marvels first, but they're not this time because the Marvels has switched. So right now we have Doctor Strange coming out this week. We have Thor, Love and Thunder next in July. And then in November, as of right now, we got Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And then next year it was supposed to go the Marvels in February and then Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania in March or something like that, or July. But either way, they switched places. This also came out Friday. They swaps places. So we're going to begin Ant-Man 3 in February, and then we're going to get the Marvels later on. It's interesting, and I'll pose S-Bubs' question here in a second, because this is where his conspiracy theory came in about F4 and stuff like that. It is interesting for one, Ant-Man 3, I'm looking much more forward to, because I liked Captain Marvel, but it has Kang, so that's what I'm really wanting to see. So the fact that we get to see that a lot sooner than later, I'm happy about. The thing that's interesting is I thought it was a perfect, like, Miss Marvel is coming out in June, and that's like leading up to the Marvels. So I thought, oh, that's perfect. Miss Marvel comes out, people catch up on it, and then like right when enough people have seen it, the Marvels is out. Now people get a longer time to watch it, but it's just like a lot more like from June to March or whatever. Like it's a lot of a bigger jump, so that kind of surprised me. So I don't know why. S-Bubs, I'll read out his kind of, he had a conspiracy theory going around. And this is what I really like, too. He said, do you believe my conspiracy theory that Ant-Man was moved up to have Peyton Reed start working on Fantastic Four? And that's where, if Peyton Reed was the guy, you could see it. Because if the movie comes out in February, that means he's going to do his promotional tour a lot sooner. It's going to be done sooner. And then, okay, he finishes the movie. You do the promotion tour, then boom, go do F4. He said he wants to do it. Now, in the trades, it just said that this Ant-Man movie is further along than the Marvel, so that's why it got shifted. But again, it could be for, that could legitimately be the exact reason, or it could be for something else. So, Kirkland, what do you think about the swap, and what do you think about Espo's theory that could they have maybe moved it? Because this happened the same day, where these movies moved, and then they're like, oh, we don't got a Fantastic Four director. So, do you think it's just timing, they're making moves, or do you think there is some little smoke, or fire to the smoke?
Smoke to fire. I first off, I love any conspiracy theory, so this is fun. I love this type of news. I live for this stuff. At first, just because they're swapping, like, I feel like there would have been like really big news about like certain, I don't know, actors, you know, maybe someone like that's in the DC, like just events like surrounding a character that would just really push a project around, or maybe, you know, like they're just looking at their board of what's about to be coming out in this next phase. And it's just like, does it fit a little bit bigger here? So like, I think initially I'm like, it must be a small enough change, whatever change they're doing to these two movies, or two projects, that, like it's small enough that it, like if they're releasing in, the original order, as opposed to the now order, which is what's coming out first now? The like Marvels?
Ant-Man now.
Ant-Man.
Right. Jeez. Yeah. Too many names in my head. But I feel like it shouldn't be a super big change, but I don't know. I like the quinky dink factor with having Peyton Reed. I think that's exciting, because if it does lead to maybe, I don't know, in a couple of weeks it's announced that it is Peyton Reed, and they kind of knew about this for a while, like they actually had Peyton Reed. Like just kind of like
he's not attracted to Fantastic Four,
like in those rooms, like actually like making it so a nice transition from whatever John Watts and the crew was kind of planning, like it would just hand over nicely to Peyton Reed. I think that is really interesting, and if that is the case, I think that's just, that's, I don't know. I think that's wild. Like maybe Peyton Reed had some ideas that the rest of the Marvel crew and Kevin Feige were just really liking over John Watts. And maybe it wasn't so much like, oh, John Watts is just tired and doesn't want to just take
tired.
It. Yeah, he's tired. It's like, nah, maybe this is the best. And then, you know, we'll do like the political announcement. Like we really liked working with him, and moving forward, we'd love to move him again. Like I think that's still fun and really fun theory, no matter what happens. I think it's believable enough to really question it. And I smell some smoke, so who knows? Maybe that leads to fire, as you were trying to say. But
Jessica, what are you more excited for, Ant-Man 3 or... So the Marvels is technically Captain Marvel 2. It's just like a team-up film with a bunch of other characters named Marvel. But like, I think I know the answer, but what do you... There's, let's say you go to the theater and both these are playing. What are you buying a ticket to?
Definitely Ant-Man.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, without all a right. doubt, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is obviously his third one read.
Yeah.
And do we have anything else planned or scheduled in the Ant-Man universe?
No, because like obviously 3 has to come out and they'll see how that does. I imagine Ant-Man or the Wasp or both will probably be on the next roster of Avengers. Like, I think one of them will be a member. I think it will probably be Paul Rudd. I think Evangeline Lilly was supposed to be, but then she went a whole like... don't vax my body tirade, and they're like, all right, we're gonna go with Paul Rudd.
That's just a different director, right? Avengers.
Yeah, unless Payne Reed's like, yeah, I'm not doing Fantastic Four. But yeah, there's no Avengers movie on the docket right now. So as of right now, Payne Reed is doing Ant-Man 3. And what S-Bubs also pointed out in our Discord, John Watts had other projects planned. After Ant-Man 3, Payne Reed has no projects listed coming up.
That's what I was going to say, because Spider-Man 4, if they're already talking about that, then he does have commitments. But if Ant-Man doesn't have a 4 and he's going to do some kind of Avengers, which has a different director, it does make sense that they would shift to him. He'll have a history of a successful trilogy the same way that John Watts did. Yeah. So... honestly, it doesn't seem overly conspiracy-ist. It makes a lot of sense. It makes more sense than some conspiracy theories I've heard.
Yeah, so if you're right, S-Bubs, then it's all makes sense. But now it comes down to, yeah, if it's him or if it's Krasinski or watch it be someone completely different. And then S-Bubs, I feel like we kind of answered this in the form of that, because you also asked. Let's see here. Do you think Ant-Man and Captain Marvel switching will affect the overall MCU storyline in a major way? I don't think so, because I just don't, like, one, obviously they're not connected, but I feel like we've talked about this before, where there's, like, the supernatural stuff going on, there's the space stuff going on, there's the multiverse stuff going on, then there's, like, the street-level stuff. I think that it will in, like, a minor way. Like, maybe you could put one end credit scene versus there, but I think right now they haven't, like... Feige just said they're doing this whole meeting. They're planning out the next 10 years in the MCU. I don't think they have their next huge enemy endgame Avengers movie yet. I think they're just doing new characters like Shang-Chi and Eternals and just like, hey, we're going to make Marvel movies like we did. And there'll be Avengers 5. Don't worry. But I think there's not like a big grand like he has a plan, of course. But I mean, like, I don't think enough where in when we went from... I don't know, Civil War to Endgame, I feel like you had to have a specific order of, like, Captain Marvel has to go here, so when you get the end credits in Infinity War, you know what that is, and vice versa. Like, I think they had to be specific, where right now they don't have to be specific. Not yet, at least, so.
Yeah, I was kind of answering that earlier when I was just saying, like, I feel like the swapping of the orders, like, if they are just willing to do this, it's not like, okay, we're hinting at the next big bad in this movie, so it has to come out that way. I think we're a little far off from that. But that being said, I still think by, like, near the end of Phase 4, like, there'll just be those little hints and, like, breadcrumbs to something bigger. Because it was Guardians 1 when we had that end credit scene with Thanos shown, and even before that,
Avengers 1 is when we first saw Thanos. It ended with him, like, just turn around and smiling.
Right. Yeah. So I think so by the end of Phase 4, I think they'll be, because even before Avengers, wasn't there some like quick mentions to like some sort of villain that fit that description, or am I just kind of like fitting my
I think you're just Mandela affecting yourself. Because if you watch those first ones,
it's been so long.
If you watch that first phase of just Iron Man 2, Hulk, Thor, and Captain America, they really have nothing to do with each other. Like they have passing mentions, but there's not big. Like the only thing that was really connecting was Nick Fury. He would pop up in these movies and have a line, and like, oh, he's in. But then after that, it was like, oh, well, you're in there. You're a cameo here. But it really was just they just met up because Loki decided to fuck up New York, and then they became a team, right? So that's why, and that's where it was like, okay, so you had the Cube was in Captain America, was in like they took things from all those movies and put them in the Avengers, but it was very just like loosely connected, which I think they're still doing right now is loosely connected stuff. So
I think that's what's messing with my head, is that like if you look back to like Captain America First Avenger, Like just the fact that they have the Tesseract, and it's like, okay, eventually this Thanos is going to use this to like fuck shit up. So must have all been tied at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean,
it's the beauty of the MCU, I guess.
Yep.
We have end credit scenes that have no effect at all on the
MCU.
Oh, yeah.
Like Ant-Man 2 and playing the drums. Stupid end credit scene most of all time.
Keeps Travis up at night.
Howard the Duck or whatever. What,
why you let him lick you like that?
So, I mean, it could just be that the end credit scenes right now, like you said, have no effect on anything, and they just splice them and move one to the other one if they need to.
Or it just affects these characters. Like, it just affects Ant-Man. Like, nothing else. It's just like this end credit scene. What?
What's the one from Eternals? Like, what's the line that Blade...
Are you sure you're ready for that, Dane? Are you ready for that, Dane? Have you seen Eternals yet, Jessica?
In the next Avengers movie, I'll be like, oh, remember that line? So, that led exactly to this.
I don't mind spoiling this for you, Jessica, because you won't care.
You're
not going to see Eternals, and if you do, it's disappointing. Blade is in the end credit scene for Eternals, but it's just his voice. A guy picks up a sword, and Mahershala Ali's like, you sure you're ready for that, Dane? And they cut to black. They don't even show Blade. It's just a voice. It's just a fucking voice. And like
80%
like,
of my theater's like, is that
Nick Fury?
Nick Fury, yes.
Yeah, no one got it was Ali, and me, who was like a big Ali fan, like, oh, it's clearly Blade. Everybody's like, who the fuck is that? Like, it was dumb. I'm hoping it was a COVID thing where it's just like they couldn't get him to film anything, but like it was lame, so... Yeah. Well, that's the MCU. Yeah, that's the big one.
Wait till you see Pip the Troll.
Oh God, yeah. Eternals had some bad CGI, but yeah, I'm excited for Kang. You know, gonna be some good stuff. So
absolutely.
What I'm really excited for is this next ad break. So we're gonna take that right now, and we're gonna be back with some Aquaman news. So we'll be right back.